Scotty is all about having fun.
I don't know what any of those words meant.
Scotty, on US 99.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
I'll give you the good news of a story, and Sarah in McHenry, you're just going to try and guess the bad news of this story. Cool?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Sarah, the good news of the story is that there's a guy who, I don't know, is super intelligent, apparently. He rigged his Nintendo Switch with a motion tracking software so that his pet fish could actually play video games. What's the bad news of that story?
The fish died.
Oh, that would be bad
news. Electric shock.
I could see where things could go wrong. I get your line of thinking. That makes a lot of sense. However, that's not the bad news. The bad news is that the fish actually committed credit card fraud. So I guess the game crashed, but the computer was still running. And so the fish somehow stole $4 from him, bought a new avatar, and changed the username into some sort of bunch of gibberish. So I'm assuming the game crashed and then it just continued to do things since the fish was still moving around and things like that. So,
you know. Well, they do say fish are smarter than they appear, so.
Yeah, it's either that or humans are dumber than we appear.
Well, we know that's a fact.
That's fair. That is true. There are an abundance of resources that would confirm that for us. Dan, are you ready to jump in? See if you can take out all three today?
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question one, Dan. What is the most visited museum in Chicago?
Let's go with the Art Institute.
Okay. Question two. Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
All right. Hold on right there. I'll get you question three. Two songs away.
Can you get all three?
First, we got to see if Dan from Crestwood can do his thing. He answered questions one and two moments ago, and he's going to take a shot at question three. If he doesn't get all three of them correct, you are getting the same questions, and we continue on to week three of these questions. So, Dan, you ready to take on question three?
All right, let's do it.
Okay, and question three. 15% of people say that they have done this to their boss, even though it could get them fired. What is it?
I'm going to say go through their desk.
All right. Dan from Crestwood, you got all three, my man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Hold on one second for me, okay?
All righty.
Also, that was a great, yeah, you had that. I love that. All right, your turn. Because I got three brand new questions. We're going to start on over, okay? Can you knock them out on the first try? We just had that happen recently. Not very often does it happen, though.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Hey, Scottarino. A silly play on my name and a silly thing to yell down an empty hallway. Yet somehow it meant so much. This is Scotty, and I like to call this show Chicago's Most Fun Afternoons for a couple reasons. But I also like to make sure that I'm always as real as possible with you. And today's kind of a hard day around here. So I wanted to use a piece of my show today to honor someone that we lost this weekend. Our best friend in the whole world, Lynn Bramer. He passed away Sunday morning after a fight with prostate cancer. When Lynn started on the air at WXRT in Chicago, I was only 7 years old. And he was already doing the thing that I didn't even know I was going to dream about doing. You know, I can't speak and wouldn't speak for everyone's feeling about Lynn, even though there seems to be an overwhelming concord that they don't come much better than Lynn Bramer. How do you make hundreds and thousands of people think that you care deeply and intimately about them? It's easy. Actually care. That's how. And Lynn did. With Lynn's and the WXRT studio just next door to ours, I would commonly be running between studios, preparing the show, getting printed papers, or editing audio, and I would have to stop in my tracks and just listen. There was consistently loud laughter coming from down the hall that was 90% of the time caused by Lynn Bramer. It was always a good day when I'd walk into work and I'd hear, Scottarino! A name given to me by an icon because, well, it was fun to say. I'd humbly say hi to Lynn, always wanted to talk more, but never feeling like I could. Not because Lynn made me feel that way, but quite the opposite. He made it a point that when he was walking past the studio door, he'd push the door open with one hand and say, Scottarino! I'd quietly say, hi Lynn, how are you? A question that he always answered one way. I'm fantastic. The reason I didn't feel I could say more is because I didn't feel like I belonged in the same building, let alone the same hallway, one studio over from Lynn Bramer. And it had nothing to do with his accomplishments in radio, while those were great and abundant. It was more because of his special, unique ability to make everyone feel good and included. You see, Lynn had accomplished something that I think we all want to accomplish. He mattered. He mattered to music. He mattered to radio. He mattered to his listeners. He mattered to Chicago. And he still matters and will always matter. Lynn is special. And while we can't all matter to the masses like Lynn, we can learn to matter to ourselves and to the ones we care about. How do we do that? Do it like Lynn. Just care. Authentically care. Then every day, you can also be fantastic. Thank you, Lynn. One of the things you're going to see is a picture of, let's talk about Miranda Lambert for a second, because her and Jelly Roll, a combination that you don't really expect. But apparently they wrote a song together, and you kind of forget how many songs Miranda Lambert has written for other people, and she has a pretty extensive library of things that she didn't choose to sing herself, and this is one of them. Here's Morgan Wallen. Thought you should know, co-wrote Miranda.
Isn't it awesome?
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, so I was talking about Kane Brown recently talked about how him and his wife, Caitlin, who we know now, have that duet with Thank God, almost never met. He was supposed to be in her music video and had to cancel, but they still ended up meeting a year later. So what good thing almost didn't happen, but thank God it worked out. 312-946-4 99.5, Caitlin and Aurora.
So I got invited out by a girl that I didn't even know really, and she wanted me to go out for her birthday, and I really didn't want to go, and I was like, fine, I'll go.
That happens so much, right? Like, you're like, oh, I don't really want to go, and then you always end up having
exactly. Fun,
but you're like, I got to put pants on, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I got to get made up and stuff.
Right.
So I ended up going, and we went to this bar, and she knew a couple sitting at a table at the bar, and she's like, hey, they want us to come and sit with them. And I was like, oh, okay. Hey, you know, come sit by me. And Mike, hey, you sit by her. And then we started talking, and instantly I knew he was the one that I wanted to be with. And here we are 5 years later, and we're married and happily, you know, living life.
Got you. So she knew a couple that knew a guy that you are now ended up marrying?
It almost didn't happen. And come to find out, he actually told me that he'd seen me once before there, but he didn't want to approach me because he was nervous about it.
That's like the Kane Brown story. Like, didn't say anything to you, and then you accidentally ended up in the same place again down the road. That's hilarious.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I love it.
Thank you.
Danielle in Woodridge, what good thing almost didn't happen?
So, kind of crazy story. So, I grew up without a dad, and then I looked him up in my senior year of high school. And on Facebook, and I message him like, hey, you're my dad, kind of crazy. So then he goes, hey, you know what, you have a half brother too. So then I looked up my half brother, and I message him, of course, hey, I'm your sister. And he goes, oh, no way, I'm gonna block you, you sound crazy. So then I proved to him, I tell him my dad's name, and he's like, oh, like, you are my sister. So now we're pretty close.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a crazy story. So you've found your dad on Facebook.
Yeah, and my brother, so that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they're not like a lot of people and just ignore their Facebook messages.
Yeah.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
I told you we know who's going to be singing the national anthem for the big game, and it is a country singer. We'll get to that in a second. First, let's talk food / body care, I guess. So women are now shaving their legs with peanut butter and jelly. That is a real statement I just said out loud. There's a London dermatologist that says peanut butter has moisturizing effects because it's oily. So even just used as a beauty product, it can be highly allergenic, which isn't great, but it can also make the legs or your body parts much smoother and moisturizing. However, she continues to say, I don't recommend using it because there's a danger of contracting a rash. So don't do what the internet is saying is a trend to do. Who'd have thunk, right? All right, let's talk about some football for a second. And not just getting into the game can be challenging sometimes. So there's a lot of football this weekend. There are the conference championship games going on. It's so crazy because one of my favorite things we did this past summer was we were able to bring our son to the Bears game, right? It's me and my wife, my son Chance, and we watching the Bears play. It was so fun. It's so expensive. So if you wanted to do that, the lowest you're going to pay for a price for one of these conference championship games is about $700, give or take, for each of the games. And the highest price is almost $4,500 to $5,000 for a seat at the games, which is just nuts. However, if you end up somehow going to the big game, you're going to see another superstar, country music superstar, singing the national anthem. And that person is... Chris Stapleton has been announced to be the singer for the national anthem this year, which is kind of cool because the last 3 years have been all country artists. Mickey Guyton performed. The year before that, it was Eric Church. And before that, it's been a while. Carrie Underwood did it in 2010. Oh, I guess Luke Bryan did it in 2017, I believe. And then you go back to like 2000, it was Faith Hill. 90s, you had Garth Brooks. And then back in the 70s, you had Charlie Pride. So, long history of country artists. However, there were some big gaps in there, so I'm glad we got three in a row. So you can see all those stories at US 99 Chicago on all socials. That's what's trending.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Let's jump into
shower thoughts.
Can you daydream at night?
Shower thoughts.
Our jaws can only bite upwards, so you can't actually bite down.
Shower thoughts.
You can't stand backwards on stairs. Oh yeah, that's true.
Shower thoughts.
If humans can't see air, can fish see water?
Shower thoughts.
If you buy a bigger bed, you're left with more bedroom, but less bedroom.
Shower thoughts.
And finally, what would happen if Pinocchio said, "My nose will grow now"?
Shower thoughts.
Oh, because if it does, then it's not a lie and it won't grow. But if it doesn't, then it is a lie and it will.
Shower thoughts.
I'll leave that one there. I'll ponder that one first.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
I will give you the good news of the story, and Kendra, you're just going to try and guess what the bad news of the story is, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, Danielle, the good news of this story is that there's a woman who went out. She lost her purse, but that's okay. By the power of social media, they found her, and they got her purse back to her. What's the bad news of that story?
The bad news is that her purse contained something not for children's eyes.
You were on the right track there, but it's not necessarily like not safe for work, but it is very unique because when the bartender opened up the purse, the bad news is all there was in there was a whole platter of French fries.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I love this story so much because she opened up the purse, saw the French fries, and then the next TikTok was, "Hey, we found the girl. This is how we found her." And they showed the TikTok of her that her friend had taken, of her actually taking the whole like basket of fries and dumping them into her purse.
Oh, wow. Probably made her very happy to know that she had something a month on later.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was actually kind of a brilliant move. I have the video of it, too, on our Instagram right now, US99 Chicago. And you're going to be like, huh, I wish I would have thought of that the way she did it.
I will check it out.
All right, I'll send the video actually right to your phone. Text FRIES, F-R-I-E-S, to 44995, and I'll send it right to you.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, Kendra, you want to hear about this DM?
Okay.
All right, so...
Okay.
The DM says, "Scotty, my roommate is stealing flowers and I don't know what to do. Every week or so, she puts new flowers on our kitchen table. And the other day I came home and they were fresh flowers. And I finally said, 'Where did you get these?' And she responded with, 'Oh, I take them from the cemetery by the train stop. They're already dead, so they don't need them.'"
Yeah, that's not good.
If you're the roommate, what do you do?
I don't know.
Do you keep the flowers? I guess they don't need them, right? Like, I don't... Is it illegal? I don't even know if that's illegal.
Yeah, you're stealing. Yeah.
From who?
Someone else bought them.
From
and
dead
brought
people?
Them. Well, I don't know, but the other family members brought them.
And left them.
Like, yeah.
Is that a finder's keepers situation? What are we working with here?
Well, now that you say that, yes, I'd go to finder's keepers.
Then, oh, yeah. It's fine. Okay, so that persuaded you. I was just throwing out the different, you know, scenarios. But you're thinking finder's keepers, huh?
I think so, yeah.
It's kind of like how my son plays finder's keepers. Like, if I leave, like, money on the counter, he's like, "Found this, it's mine."
Oh, kind of like in the dryer, too. And I tell my husband, I'm like, "Oh, I found $40.
Yeah, where? In my pocket?
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
So first, Miranda Lambert's going to be coming back to town. I'll tell you how you can see her in just a second. But first, let's talk about Trader Joe's. This is a place I feel like everybody loves, but then realizes once you go there, you spend $10 million. But it's still fine because we love the food and they love their food too, so much that they put out this thing called the Customer Choice Awards. I didn't know this thing existed, but apparently they've been doing it for 14 years, where they basically get, it's award season, right? They give out awards for their different foods. They have the number one cheese, which is cheddar and caramelized onions, their number one entree, some butter chicken, produce, bananas, but their overall number one top seller, they say, is the chili and lime flavored rolled corn tortilla chips. So if you're gonna grab a snack, that's the one to grab. And of course, on the other side, the sweet dessert is the Hold the Cone, the mini ice cream cones, which are delicious, but if it's not cookie butter, it's nothing. You just put cookie butter on everything and you're all good. You can see a full list at us99.com. Let's talk Willie Nelson. He was at Smokeout last year, we saw him. Now he's turning 90 years old. And what is he doing for his 90th birthday? Same thing any 90-year-old does. Throws a two-day-long Coachella-like festival that's going to be starting in Hollywood at the Hollywood Bowl on April 29th. And so, for his 90th birthday, this two-day concert is going to include Beck, Chris Stapleton, Casey Musgraves, Norah Jones, Neil Young, Sheryl Crow, Snoop Dogg, the Chicks, the Lumineers, Tom Jones, Ziggy Marley, and Miranda Lambert. It's going to be a crazy time. Never been to a 90-year-old birthday party that's going to be like that. But you don't have to go there to see Miranda Lambert. Miranda Lambert is coming back to Chicago. They don't love me like tequila. Nobody cares. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be more like a Coors Light crowd, or definitely more of a beer crowd, because Miranda Lambert is coming back in the summer, July 1st and 2nd, they are doing the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, right? That kind of reimagined Cup Series that's going on all through the downtown Chicago. They're going to close out the streets, but they're turning it into a full event for that 4th of July weekend there. So it's going to be the Chainsmokers, Miranda Lambert, the Black Crows, and Charlie Crockett are going to be playing over that 4th of July weekend. You can see all those details, threw them up there at us99.com or on social, US99 Chicago, because you can also get tickets starting next Friday for that whole thing. So it's all up online for you right now. US99 Chicago on socials.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
I'm your next door neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
Let's start with this one. This one says, I love this one so much. It says, apologies to anyone who might have just witnessed a lady running down an alley in her underwear yelling, baloney! My doggy escaped and I panicked. First of all, her dog's name is Baloney. That's delicious. Love every part of that. This one's coming from somebody that also probably calls Instagram or Facebook the Instagram or the Facebook. It says, TikTopping. That's T-O-P-P-I-N-G. Complaining unsupervised teens are TikTopping at the tennis courts. And I just don't know why. Somebody call the police. It's a big crime. They're doing renegade. All right, this one has an adorable picture that goes along with it. I will try to describe it, but it says, is anyone missing a German shepherd pup and a black and white goat? They showed up at our house this morning and they appear to be together on an adventure of some sort. I love a good like Pixar movie line that plays out in real life, like this dog and goat became best friends and traveled through New York City. That's the vibe I'm getting from this picture. I'll post them too at US99 Chicago on Instagram. And finally, let's talk about somebody that wants to borrow something unique for just 1 hour. That's all. I only need this for 1 hour. The title line is Seeking Corgi for 1 hour. Does anyone have a corgi we could borrow for an hour? Maybe two on Saturday evening? It would only be from 6 to 8. Could be earlier, could be later, shorter, longer. However long you'd let us keep this corgi. It would be for a TV show viewing, and the corgi would receive much love, admiration, and care. Thanks. Those are my favorite posts this week that I found on the Nextdoor app and or Facebook pages for Neighborhoods called Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, I'll give you the good news of a story in Jordan and St. John. You're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
All right, Jordan. So the good news of the story is that there was a boy playing hide and seek, and he found what he thought was an X excellent hiding spot. What's the bad news of that story?
He was never found.
That's dark. Now, he was found, however, you're not too far off because he wasn't found till 6 weeks later.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, because the boy, the hiding spot that he found was inside a shipping container, and they ended up shipping him to another country.
Oh, all right. That's tragic.
Can I tell you that my son was playing hide and seek with a bunch of kids once we were at my buddy's house? It was like a housewarming party. We're all in the backyard. And at some point, we started to freak out because we couldn't find him at all. We had no idea where he was. And so, about a half an hour of us looking went by. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to, like, I was up and down the street everywhere. And then out of nowhere, he just, like, comes out of a bush. And he's like, hi. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, we're playing hide and seek. I'm like, who is? He's like, all the kids. I'm like, all the kids are over there. They were done a long time ago. You were just sitting in the bush. He's like, yeah, I'm really good at it. I'm like, oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Apparently my kid's really good at hide and seek also.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for him.
We gotta find
him. Gonna find
him. Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you could even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
Scotty, you'll never find who. This is great. A lot of fun texts are coming through. This is where you get to plan the show. You just finished the sentence. Scotty, you'll never find. And then I try to see if I can find that kind of person to call into the show. And I like that some of these come in and they're very specific. Very, very specific. Like this one that says, Scotty, you'll never find someone that did a wet t-shirt contest at Sturgis. That's you. You did that. You're the person. You're the person that did that. That wants me to say that so you can call it. I get it. And well played. Well played. But so I'm going to go through all these texts. $44.99.5. You can always send them. Scotty, you'll never find. And I think we got to land on this one. I think this one would be really fun to hear. Scotty, you'll never find someone who found buried treasure. All right, 312-946-4995. So I'm going to change it, though, to just treasure. You found treasure. It doesn't necessarily have to be buried underground, but, like, you found something. You just found something that was worth a lot of money. Maybe you did find a pirate ship somewhere, or maybe you're one of those people that walks on the beach with the metal detector, and you found something, or your dog was digging, found something. What treasure did you find? Was it worth a lot of money? 312-946-4995. I love this. Scotty, you'll never find someone who found treasure. What's the treasure? How much was it worth? Can I have some? 312-946-4995. Bonus points if you were wearing an eye patch when you found it. Okay, there's a little extra points. In Gilbert's, Michelle, what'd you find?
Actually, my uncle.
Okay.
And he bought his house from a jeweler about 25 years ago. And as he does maintenance, he has found gold coins. He has found jewels. When he dug up his well, he found some old metal.
So the guy behind it was a jeweler and just kind of had random metal and metals and different jewels and stuff laying around that he didn't end up using or for whatever reason?
Apparently not.
Like, has some of this stuff been very, very valuable?
Yes.
Really? What, do you have a number in your head of, like, what are one of the most valuable things he found was?
The gold coins was about $30,000.
Holy cow, that is awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Tanya from Chicago. All right, what treasure did you find?
So I went to the washroom at the parish in Las Vegas, and I found $2,000 in the stall.
Stop!
Just lying in an envelope, $2,000 bills.
Oh, man, somebody was pissed.
Yes, it was awesome.
Oh, man. Now, let me ask you this. If this was in the toilet, would you have gone in?
Absolutely.
Yeah, hell yeah. Totally would have. That's hilarious.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Did you turn it in or did you gamble with it?
Well, I waited around for a bit to see if I saw anybody that would run back.
Yeah.
Because I definitely would have given it back to them. But, yeah, I wasn't turning it into security.
Yeah. You're like, I'm in Vegas.
It was solid cash, so.
Listen, I am mad at you. I'm not mad.
It's trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
So in a second here, I'm going to tell you who got added to that Country Thunder lineup. Huge, huge artist that for me doubles the value of these tickets in a second. But first, let's talk about watching Netflix, because Netflix is going to change for you if you're someone that shares passwords. I don't honestly don't know how many people actually have my passwords, but Netflix is going to crack down and start charging if you share your passwords, and this all starts in March. Apparently, they're most likely going to use a person's geographic location that's kind of determined by IP addresses and things like that. So they say it's going to be kind of a slow rollout, so it won't hit everybody at once. I think you got to probably work out the bugs on some of that stuff, but it will start, and they will start trying to go ahead and charge anyone who shares their password on Netflix. Starting in March. So keep an eye on that to see if you're getting a couple extra charges. If you don't want to watch some of that Netflix, you would like to watch some movies in theaters. I don't know about you when it comes to the Oscars. Like, I don't watch the Oscars, the award shows like that anymore. But I am interested because some of those movies, which usually I've never seen any of them, I'm like, oh, I should probably watch those. And now you can in the Chicagoland area for very, very cheap. So the Chicagoland theaters, the Regal Cinemas, are going to be viewing the top 10 Oscar-nominated films for just $6. So if you want to go to the movie theater, you don't have to spend $1 million to go see this thing. So Friday, March 3rd through Sunday, March 12th, which is when the Oscars are scheduled to air, you'll be able to go to a Regal Cinemas and you pay only $6 to see one of those movies. And they're good movies like Avatar or Elvis or Top Gun are all out. And of course, there's a Regal in Bolingbrook. There's a couple in Chicago. Lake Zurich's got one. Round Lake Beach, Crystal Lake, Warrenville, and a couple others. You can see all that. I'll put it on our Instagram story. US 99 Chicago. Now let's get to CT, Country Thunder, up in Twin Lakes. Who did they just add to the already stacked lineup? Well, this girl. If you really love a woman, you don't let her go. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. Lainey Wilson will now be part of the Country Thunder lineup this year in Twin Lakes. And that is added on top of Cody Johnson and John Party. Al Dean will be there. Keith Urban, Parker McCollum, Carly Pierce, Ashley McBride, Parmalee, Lone Star, Bailey Zimmerman. Come on. It is going to be a good time this summer, July 20th through the 23rd. And of course, I post that link on our Facebook if you want to grab those Country Thunder tickets. And that is what is floating around on the interwebs.
It's trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
It is so cold in Chicago.
How cold is it?
Snowday!
I saw this post, actually. Holly from the Robin Holly Show, who comes on right after me, posted this on her Facebook. And I was like, what kind of sorcery is this? I've never heard of this. There's rituals that people and kids do, apparently, to try to, I don't know, summon a snow day. Have you heard about any of this?
I haven't.
Okay, so this is what she posts. She goes, the kids really want a snow day, so we're doing all of the rituals. PJs inside out, spoon under the pillow, white crayon in the freezer, ate ice cream, and did a snow dance chat. And I was like, oh, this just must be her, like, being goofy, making stuff up. But then I went to the comments, and all these people are like, we did that too. PJs is so fun. I was like, wait, are these snow day rituals I had no idea about?
I've never heard of them.
You've never heard of them either? So somebody else even wrote, oh, we do ice in the toilet and a white crayon on the windowsill.
Okay.
I know.
I need to do some of these because I could use a snow day.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I need a childhood, a second childhood, so I can go back and try and do some of these things. Somebody else said they put flour on the windowsill. I've never heard of this.
Never heard of this.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if I was alone and I missed something in my life.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
So I'll give you the good news of a story, and Chrissy in Tinley Park, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
All right, so the good news of the story, it kind of starts bad, but it ends good. So there's a Florida woman who was fell in a storm drain, and she was rescued. She is perfectly fine. So that's the good news, is she is okay. What's the bad news of that story?
The bad news is she's from Florida.
Yeah, that is bad news. That's not the bad news, but it is bad news for sure. The actual bad news of the story is that she was rescued from the storm drain for the third time in 2 years.
Oh, she needs to reevaluate her life decisions.
She needs to not be from Florida, I think. Solves it all.
Amen to that.
There's something to the wall.
Amen.
I shouldn't say that. My wife is from Florida, and she got out, though. She got out. We'll leave it at that.
That's always
somehow ended up with me, so maybe she's just got bad luck. I don't know. So I'm about to play you Nate Smith Whiskey on You, but I'm going to play you the Thursday version. What I'd like to introduce you to is what I like to call the Friday version. Nate Smith announced, he put it on his Instagram too. This is a remix of Whiskey on You that he just dropped.
Now I got a new reason for throwing a
little dance version. And there's like a drop in here too. Watch. See, this is the Friday, Saturday night version, right? And then there's a little beat drop right here.
Ain't gonna waste another drop of whiskey on you.
How fun is that? All right, you can find it right now at us99.com or stream it with however you stream music. But don't leave!
I'm so stupid.
Stupid.
But you'd be wrong. So I would like to talk about something I put on my Instagram the other day, a story, and people just gave me a lot of facepalm emojis. So I was leaving the house and I was feeling good. I was running early. I had my coffee in my hand. I had everything in my bag. I was ready to go. I walk out the door. I go to grab my water bottle from like the little side holder on my backpack. And I realized that I didn't have my water bottle. What I had was my full bottle of coffee creamer. I had, instead of taking the coffee creamer and put it back in the fridge, I had put it in my backpack. I took an item from the house that is a stay-in-the-house item and left with it. So imagine my surprise when I went to go drink some water and found the creamer. So here's what I'm going to do. I would like to know, what did you take from the house that's supposed to stay in the house? For some reason, you took it with you. Took it, put it in your pocket. Maybe you took the dog treats with you, or you're brushing your teeth, and you're like, oh, I need this. This is still in my hand while I get in my car. 312-946-4995. Have you ever, for whatever reason, just taken a stay-at-home item, quote-unquote, out of the house? I don't know. Why do I have this lamp with me? I was holding it and went out. Now my car is really bright. 312-946-4995. What is the item that is supposed to stay in the house for whatever reason? You took it on a little trip. You took it on a field trip. All right, you take your calls next on US 99. All right, Kim in Northbrook, you heard that I took the coffee creamer with me instead of my water bottle. And,
yes.
And that is a stay-in-the-house item. What item did you take out of the house on a little field trip?
It's actually really kind of disgusting. I have a senior dog, and she's been pottying on a little puppy pad.
Okay.
And so the other morning when I was in a hurry trying to get up and out for work, I grabbed up her puppy pad and put it into a little plastic bag so I could throw it out in the trash on my way out. And I left and got in the car and drove to work. And then I grabbed my bag of lunch and realized it was the puppy pads, and I'd thrown my lunch in the trash.
No!
About the dirty puppy pad with me. Yes.
Oh, no! That's the worst part, is that you lost your lunch. Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes.
God, thank you so much. All right, Anna in Norwich, what is the stay-at-home item you took on a little field trip?
Well, I work at an eye doctor, and every morning for lunch, I pack an easy energy drink, like a Celsius or something. I went into my pantry, and I guess it wasn't Celsius or anything. It was a White Claw that I popped in front of patients.
Yeah, you're like, well, I work at an eye doctor. You're like, maybe I should get these eyes checked a little bit.
Awesome. Yeah, no way.
Thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Have a great night.
Also, White Claw at work? Totally respect that. You know what time it is, right? It's time to get all three. These are the three trivia questions that stick and go on and on until someone gets all three. We're going to see if on a Friday we can get some BFE, some Big Friday energy, and knock them all out. Katrina in Beecher is going to take her shot at all three questions. If she doesn't get them, they go to you, so pay attention. Katrina, you ready to jump in?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Question one. Katrina, this is the most common item left behind in hotel rooms. What is it?
Cell phone charger.
Okay. And question two. Which of these animals has the most legs? Bee, octopus, or crab?
Crab.
All right. Hold on right there. I'll get you question three. Just two songs away. Tell you how to get those Chase Rice tickets as well. Oh, speaking of that new music I was telling you, L. King has a new one out too. I'll get to all that next. Let's jump back in.
Can you get all three?
All three trivia questions. It's Scotty, and we play Get All Three to see if you can knock them all out. And if you can't, the same questions stick, and we are on week three of these same question. So let's hopefully we can knock them out. If Katrina from Beecher, who answered questions 1 and 2 moments ago, doesn't get them, you are getting the same question. If she does, you're getting 3 brand new questions. Either way, grab your phone, get ready. Katrina, you ready to jump back in and take on question 3?
Sounds good.
Question 3. Which activity do 85% of couples claim that doing this together has improved their relationship?
Cooking.
All right. Katrina, in Beecher, you got all 3 correct. Congratulations.
Yes.
Nicely
awesome.
Done. Super smart. Perfect for a Friday. It's BFE, Big Friday Energy from Katrina. Love that. Hold on right there, and I need someone that wants to play and start all over. This will be the first time you get to hear these. So if you've never called the show before, perfect time. No pressure, right? All you're doing is helping other people, or maybe you knock them out on the first try. You never know. 312-946-4995. Caller 19, you're going to play Get All 3. 312-946-4995.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
On US 99.
All right, we're going to run through a bunch here now. Luke Combs getting ready to put out his album. He just dropped a new song right now. It's called Growing Up and Getting Old. Check this out. Cole Swindell dropped Drink-A-Bye.
Going Jack, Jim, Key Lime, Apple Pie.
Our friend Chris Jansen, he dropped a song called All I Need Is You.
All I need is you in the morning, you in the night, you every day for the rest of my life. You and me together till the day I die. I'm all yours if you're all mine.
L. King, who will be at the Salt Shed at the beginning of May, dropped this song. This one is called Come Get Your Wife. And from one of the guys with the best hair in country music, J. Cohen dropped My Boots Miss Yours.
Boots miss yours, from the heel down to the toe. It's like they got a hold out in their souls. Never felt like this before. My boots miss yours.
And then, of course, one of my favorite things, I listened to the whole thing already today, Tyler Hubbard dropped his debut solo album. And he has these incredible songs because now it's very personal, right? It's just him and his story. His personal songs like Miss My Daddy, but also fun ones like this, the Dancing in the Country you might have heard.
I'll take you dancing in the country, Levi's in them low beams, sting you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet, out here with the sun.
But then also ones that are very honest, and he talked about how he was having a hard time going through, like, during the pandemic, and he had broken his ankle and his Achilles and wasn't sure where his career was going back in 2020 and caught COVID. So this is a song he wrote with Bebe Rexha again. Remember, they had the big hit, Meant to Be. Well, this one's called Tough.
And then I tell myself, whatever don't kill you makes you tough. Can't tap out when the times get rough. I know it ain't easy, but the only way that we get stronger is get a little burnt, yeah, take a little fall. Hurts like hell when you're going through it all. Get knocked down, but we get back up. Whatever don't kill you makes you tough, tough.
All right, there's a few others, but I posted most of them on our Instagram story right now if you go to US 99 Chicago. That is what's trending.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Justin Fields, who? Forget about Justin Fields. His sister might be a bigger athlete. It's US 99, Chicago's country station. Scotty. So I do have those Chase Rice tickets for you in about 60 seconds, but I have to tell you, I didn't know that Justin Fields' sister, first of all, she's a rock star softball player at UGA. So she's the University of Georgia Bulldog playing softball, but that's not what she might be a big star athlete in. She might be the next in line for WWE. She's going to become a wrestler. So I guess they do like a 15-person class that you're allowed to enter and try to get accepted in, where they take the quote-unquote next in line class of athletes and put them through the test to see if they become WWE superstars, and Justin Fields' sister, Jaden Fields, is one of those people that got picked. But that's not the only Chicago tie also that we have to it. Among the 15-person class is a Winfield native and former Batavia High School standout, Tori Ortiz. Shout out to Batavia High School for maybe having the next WWE star. So you can see that. I posted the link, too, on our Instagram with all of the new music that came out today, too. US 99 Chicago, you can go there.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
I'll give you the good news of the story, and Casey, you are in Gurney. You're going to try and guess the bad news of the story. Okie dokie?
Okay.
All right, so the good news of the story is that there's an underdog racehorse, a horse that wasn't supposed to win, but won the race, and everybody was very, very excited about this. What's the bad news of this story?
The bad news, everybody lost their money.
Probably. That is probably bad news that happened. Didn't think of that one. However, the actual bad news of the story is that the horse got disqualified because the horse kicked the jockey off right at the beginning of the race and still took off and won the entire race. But I guess the rules say you have to have the jockey, and the horse is like, I don't need that little guy.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Blake Shelton, now that he's not doing the voice anymore, said, you know what I'm taking with me? The chair. That's what I would have taken, too. If I was on a show and you got to take a prop, the voice? Yeah. Imagine sitting watching football and that thing, and then you just turn around, put the chips behind you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, visualize it. It's perfect. All right, it's US 99, Scotty. It's Friday. We got some big Friday energy, which means we have to do my favorite thing for the week. It's called the best thing someone said to you this week. This is how we go into the weekend with a positive attitude. We forget about all the negative things. We forget about the snow. We forget about the job and the kids complaining and the husband and the dog. Whatever it is bothering you, you forget about it. And you think about one thing that someone said to you that made you smile. All right, 312-946-4995. What is the best thing someone said to you this week? You share it. You feel good. People here feel good. We all go into the weekend on a positive note. From Facebook, I like this one from Eileen. She said, I walk with a cane and I was cleaning off my car from the snow, and a neighbor came out and said, let me help you clean off the snow off your car. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so grateful. And that's actually a really good reminder. As we're going to get a bunch of snow throughout the weekend. Help out your neighbors, especially the elderly. Shovel their sidewalks and throw some salt down for them if you can. You got to take care of each other on this. A couple other from Facebook. It looks like Danielle said, I'm so lucky to know you. Laura said, the kids that I watched said, oh my God, thank you for coming to watch me. I love you so big much, which is very, very cute. All right. What is the best thing someone said to you this week? 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. One thing someone said to you that made you smile. We'll share them next. Tracy in Naperville, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Happy Friday.
No, it's not Happy Friday. It's BFE. It's Big Friday Energy.
That is. Well, I love it all. BFE, Good Friday, whatever it is.
Whatever you want to call it. It's Friday. Who cares? All right, Tracy. What is the best thing someone said to you this week?
I was at a wake yesterday, and a girlfriend told me, reminded me, she said, I will never forget the longest line I've ever stood in at a wake was for your dad. He was 72 years old, and it was a three-hour wait. She said, what a legacy that he's created, and what an awesome guy he was. And it just made me smile and think of my dad and how awesome he was.
Yeah, you start to think, especially as those things happen, and I know, you know, we had loss around the station this week too. You think about your legacy and what you leave behind, and then you see the reaction from people and the impact you made on them, and you're like, wow, that is a very, very special person.
It's so important, and it warmed my heart, so I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Yeah, and it's all that matters. It's all that's left, right? You can't take any of the other stuff with you. That's what's left.
We all need more happy thoughts.
So I love that one. Well,
thanks for spreading the love.
That's what it's all about, Tracy. You have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.